100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet? How about a weekly challenge? I post a topic, you come up with the story. And we've got stories. Oh my God, we've got stories. Stories on the topic of creepy. We have got creepy stories. Jeffrey Fitcher, Richard, Charlie, Tom, John, Tura, Serendipity, Lizzie, we've got Leiana and her friend, Lilith Hart, welcome Lilith, and Norval Joe, and most unimportantly, Planet Z. Now, I went to see Welcome to Night Vale when they performed in downtown Houston at the Hobby Center, you know, big fancy place. The acoustics were a little rough, a little muddy. My hearing isn't so great, but it didn't help. And a smaller venue where they could have projected their voices could have worked even better, but, you know, amplification and all that, you know how it is. You know, the farmer. But I'm complaining, and I'm not jealous. I've been doing podcasting for 12 years. I'm still sitting on my couch. Not in my mother's basement. They don't have a basement. I've got my kitty cat. Hello, Tinny. Pet the Tinny boy. But I'm not striving for touring and leaving my family for years on end, or dressing up and being fancy and having to deal with people and posters. And folks, this is a cash-only line. I'm sorry. My square isn't working. You know, I don't want to deal with that. That's not my thing. Have you ever seen me at Balticon? I don't think so. Or the potties or whatever they're called. I don't know. I don't do awards. I never... Even though apparently I'm associated with an award. Whichever. Which one? God. Feeblo! I mean, I don't even remember what that was. If you remember what that was, put it in the comments. If you don't, make something up. I mean, it doesn't matter. You do it for the sake of doing it. And yes, they're going around making money, but they have to pay this, pay that, rent this, rent that. What a hassle. And come up with a business plan? That's just crazy. George was a pirate, but, I mean, he's not stupid. I don't want the headache. I just want to write. That's all I want to do. Well, I can do all that other stuff for you, but then again, there'll be more headaches. Because can you trust me? Ha 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 ha. No. And that's why I do this. And that's why you do this, right? Although, if you find some opportunity for success, I say go for it. And I will say, cool. I won't go, well, I knew them back when they were nothing. Because you aren't nothing. You're doing something now. But if you want to do more, isn't it all about more? So yeah, I thought the writing was, but they did have some funny audience participation that did fit into the realm of Night Vale, but there was no Carlos. Carlos, he of the beautiful hair. And no interns died. I don't know. Maybe I just haven't listened to the podcast for a while, and I'm stuck on the old. And everything out there, after a while, it gets kind of stuck in a rut, and you wind up in ER mode. How many people can come in with something new every time? The writers have to be refreshed and turned over, like soil or graves. I don't know, but there's only so much you can do, and yeah, it was all right, and was it worth the effort? Well, the bluefin tuna was, I'll tell you that. Oh my God, this great sushi place in the theater district. Oh, I go there every time. And the bluefin tuna, solo son de muros, who cares how much it costs? It is good, it melts. It melts, and you want a knife to cut it into smaller pieces and just savor each little one. Anyway, oh, and most importantly, I ordered Ebi, you know, shrimp. And yet, apparently I ticked the box for eel, unagi. They're kind of spelled a little different. But whatever, it was still great. Oh, man. All right, stories. I should shut up now. Here's your turn.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And next week, we take off for the Great White North for 4 glorious weeks. And my story this evening is called Some People You Just Can't Please. Smile! I don't like to smile, especially for someone trying to steal my soul. For a momentary tourist capture the moment is staged as the last 20 WrestleManias. And if I had a folding metal chair, then I would be smiling for real. No, wider. So I raise up my best 4th grade photo day smile. You know the one your parents show to your prospective girlfriends? Ooh, that's so creepy. Not as creepy as what I'm about to do with that camera of yours. So serious. I ponder how long it would take to find the body. Hope they take photos. And that's it for this week. Good night, Canada, wherever you are.
Is this thing on? Oh, good. Right. Good morning, everybody. This is Richard. You were going to get lots of creepy horror stories today, but then I couldn't be bothered, to be honest. So you've just got one. It's called Creepy, and here it is. It's a little-known fact that there were, in the beginning, 8 dwarves sharing that cottage with Snow White, along with Sneezy, Dopey, Bashful, Doc, and the others, was another dwarf who was always a bit of an embarrassment. He was the really ugly one, whose appearance made children cry and grown men cross to the other side of the street. Which is precisely why Disney wrote Creepy completely out of the story, and nobody has ever seen him since. But actually, he's been doing rather well for himself. Ever since he sealed a publishing deal with Stephen King. There you go, I'll go back to my hole now. Goodbye, everybody.
Something Creepy by John DeCleese. There's something sexy about something creepy. The frisson is not about something you should not do. It is about something you don't want to do, only you do. The way your skin crawls at the guy in the Clive Barker movie, where he is reassembling without his skin, only you can feel why the girl is turned on. There is also something erotic about fear, about surprise, the feeling that something could happen out of your control. Women and men both have rape fantasies, but almost nobody really wants to be raped. Thus the ticket taker in the mirror maze.
Nina Titwash was creepy. A lazy-eyed, spongy-gummed grandmother, she worked on Maggie's lunch wagon on the west side. She'd sneeze and cough, light up another camel, and throw elk burgers on the grill. She'd wash her hands once a day, but only incidentally if she got something icky on them when reaching into the back of the wagon's reefer. Titwash was a native Texan. Her family lived off things they drug out of the city dump. One day, her dad found a duffel bag full of money, and moved out, abandoning the family and its secrets and crimes. 2. Remy Wabenkirch was a Seattle hippie. He spent an hour each morning doing his hair, tweezing his eyebrows, and putting on wristbands, analog watches, silver rings and dear jewelry. The creepiest of creeps, he creeped around coffee bars, bicycle shops, Thai restaurants, and music venues. He was a picker of pockets and picked the pocket of pockmarked procurer at the produce market. He was caught, shaved head to toe, dipped in plaster, and planted puss down in a pig pen at the wildlife zoo, north of town. He was found a month later, half-eaten by the big soul.
Hidey-ho, everyone. Liana here for another weekly challenge. Sorry I missed out on last week. I was on a staycation, and the creative wheels grinded to a halt while I relaxed. Guys, I am so excited to have one of my close friends and fellow writers join the 100 Word Story family. Please give a warm welcome to Lilith A. Hart. For this week's challenge number 586, I have my following story simply titled Creepshow. And the royalty-free music comes from bensound.com. Shooting, stabbing, even setting fire, which almost burned down my house, did nothing to eliminate the hideous creature dwelling inside. I tried humane methods first, but authorities couldn't see it, and I got fined for false calls. Invisible when attempting to evict, and invincible when trying to kill. Left alone, friends saw the monstrosity. I didn't need to tend to it, but I couldn't ignore it. So I did the next best thing and made a spectacle of it. Want to see something unnatural and creepy? $10 will get you a ticket for a half hour viewing.
Hello everyone. My name is Lilith A. Hart. I was introduced to this podcast by Liana. This is my first 100-word story, and is for the challenge, Creepy. She awoke in the bedroom to the sound of the bathtub faucet shutting off. The bathroom had been dimmed and filled with flickering tea-light candles. Lavender and chamomile aromas were swept up with the spiraling steam from the bathtub. The tub was empty. She smiled. Her husband called for her. "You home, babe?" "Upstairs," she called back, lowering herself into the bath. She felt so sleepy as her head sank below the water. Blood swirled up from her wrists. He screamed her name when he saw her. She awoke to the sound of the bathtub faucet shutting off.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. People seem to think I'm creepy. You could put it down to my fascination with blood and gore, or my fondness for stories of murder and mayhem. Perhaps my unhealthy obsession with knives and the darker side of the soul causes them to wonder about my motives. Or maybe it's just that I come across as something of a psychopath. But I don't think that it's really any of those things. What really freaks people out is that they've never heard my real voice or seen my face. You have absolutely no idea who I really am. And that's creepy.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and here's my story for this week. She just waited there, wearing this huge hat, while sitting between the oversized figures of Death and the Bride. The display was a performance, they said. All she had to do was sit down and be quiet. And that's what she did. Well, at least until Death started coughing. She stood up and peeked in through the eyes of Death, wondering if anyone was inside. "Are you okay?" To which Death replied, amidst intense coughing, "Help me." Everyone fled. "Too creepy," the critics wrote. Apparently, Death had planned to rob the jewelry-clad celebrities attending the opening. And Death almost died. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com and talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of The Price of Friendship 3. At least that's what I'm working on right now. Anyway, here's my story for the weekly challenge number 586 with the prompt of creepy. Back in my neighborhood, when I was a kid, no one ever invited Wendell along, but he always showed up anyway. No one cared. He wore a cereal bowl haircut and didn't seem to have any neck at all. He never said anything. He just nodded his head in agreement to whatever I said and smiled his creepy smile. He must have moved away. I never saw him after eighth grade. At my 25th high school reunion, I asked around among my old friends if anyone knew what had happened to him. Funny, no one else remembered him at all. Thanks for listening, and Muncie, get well so we can see you on the party bus next week.
Tura Brazino here with a story on the subject, creepy. The first card represents the present, said the fortune teller. The astrogator, spying out the future. Well, no brainer, here I was consulting her. The second is the immediate past. The Knight of Batons reversed, a soldier defeated. A reference to my ignominious exit from my last assassination mission? The soothsayer continued. Then the three futures. 16 of Tentacles. Entrapment without escape. This is the best future. This was getting seriously creepy. I decided to postpone my current mission until the stars were once again right. But first, I shot the fortune teller. One can't be too careful in this line of work.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 586 on the topic of creepy. I'm not creepy at all. What was I saying? Where was I? Oh yes, story. My story this week is called Barnacles. I looked at polo shirts on the Brooks Brothers website. The shirts came in a myriad of colors, but the prices required a second mortgage for a fistful of cloth. Reluctantly, I closed the window. Later, as I opened a blog entry on the mating habits of arachnids, hey, it's a long-standing passion, I saw an ad in the middle of the page for none other than Brooks Brothers polo shirts. The same thing happened when I browsed for fountain pens and later read a lengthy piece on cross-dressing anarchists. Not a passion, mind you. Broadening one's horizons never hurts. No, those barnacle ads are not creepy at all. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I named my first cat Mr. Creepy. His gray fur stuck out in all directions, and his tail was a bent shock of fluff. His claws were almost always out, gripping the carpet for dear life, and his yellow eyes as wide as can be. He never walked anywhere. He always ran at full speed. There were times that he jumped on shelves and the tops of dressers, staring down at me, hissing and shrieking. One day, I left the door open for too long, and he escaped. Crazy bastard never came back. It was a relief to all of us.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of creepy. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. I can't express how much this means to me. Do something for 12 years and see how you feel. Like breathing, drinking water, or pooping. I've been doing that for longer than 12 years. I'm still on the toilet. I knew I shouldn't have eaten that burrito in the year 2000. So, one a day until the day I die.com, probably from eating that burrito in the year 2000. Y2K burrito. Ah. And, what else? Man, ooh. I'm back off the potassium. I get back on it Thursday with a smaller dose. All the walking, and I seem just to be stuck. I know plateau, blah, 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 but also I sabotage myself with bad foods as opposed to whole foods. So, what else? One a day until the day I die.com. Thank you for listening and being a part of it. The next topic is Monster. She probably should have saved that to Halloween. The same old stuff. This gets formulaic. So thank you for listening. And as always, just wait a pause here. I might as well just catch it when it... Keep it brief.